So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well. I know we're really early this morning, but we're going to go twice today. But there's just something I wanted to cover, and today we're going to talk about the metaverse and what the metaverse is and how you guys can take advantage of it. And obviously, it started with Facebook just last week or the week before, and they changed their name to Meta. And the old robot Zuckerberg came out with what his vision of the metaverse actually is. And I kind of agree to some extent with what he was saying, but I also kind of disagree with some of the extent to what he was saying as well, because what Zuckerberg actually presented was a version or a vision where everything is in pixels, effectively. So you had virtual avatars. And right now, I don't think that's the case. Certainly, if you're playing Call of Duty, you are an avatar, and how you turn up in that universe on Call of Duty is how other people will perceive you. So if you've been an arse, that's how you'll be perceived. However, there are only set characteristics that that game allows a person to have. And this is really where the metaverse is going to evolve into, but we're not there yet. And so what I mean by that is right now, the metaverse that we are currently living in is what you see right now. These four walls over here, these four walls and the screen is the metaverse. How I am perceived by you right now is the metaverse. And really, that's what it refers to. And so obviously you can see the agenda, and we'll go down the agenda so you can actually see what's happening, what we're going to talk about today. So first off, you're already in the metaverse. And so when you're showing up virtually, and that's the metaverse right there, you are in a virtual world. And obviously we've been in a virtual world for the last 20 years in one form or another, but we haven't lived in a virtual world. Things have changed, however, because the pandemic has meant that we are living more in a virtual world. Like, when was the last time that you had a meeting or two meetings or three meetings in a week? It's very, very rare these days, I would say, to have that. Now, interestingly, for me, I've actually been living in the metaverse a little bit longer, because when we moved to Spain 8 years ago now, we couldn't turn up to networking events. So the only thing that we could do was create videos and podcasts, and so that people in the real world could listen to me in my virtual world, which was videos and podcasts and on Facebook. And how you perceive me and the personality that I have is based around what I present in the virtual world. So virtual world and metaverse is basically the same thing, except a metaverse is where you're actually, you know, you're going to have the goggles on and you're going to be interacting with a digital version of other people. And this is really interesting, because if you think about this, the way that you turn up on social media might be completely opposite to the way that you actually are in real life. So, like, you know, on a morning I check Twitter and I go through, it doesn't take me long to get upset about something. And then sometimes, or it's the news, and obviously in the news, it's all negative stuff. And so I read it and I get really angry and upset that this has happened or that's happened or someone's died or someone's been really nasty to someone else. Or then you go on Twitter and then, oh my goodness me, it's just so much Twitter hate, it's off the scale. But that's the way that people are showing up. People are showing up on Twitter using their real names, just being not very nice people. And obviously some people show up and not use their real names because that gives them a free ticket to go and abuse people. And I think that's wrong. I don't like Priti Patel in the slightest, one of the UK government ministers. But one of the things that she was on about is that to sign up on social media, you should have your ID checked. Like, you know, a passport, you upload a picture of you holding today's date so that then looks like your passport picture. Even if you have to go and have a physical live face-to-face via camera conversation with someone to prove you are who you are, that will actually stop all this abuse. And I think that's definitely something that should happen. And obviously, the freedom people who are into privacy and their rights, they're going to get on their little high horse and get upset about that. And the answer's obvious. So just don't go on social media then. You don't want to partake in that. You can't get away with this stuff in real life. Why should you be able to get away with abuse in a virtual world, in a metaverse? I just don't understand why that is. So I think that will come at some point, in all honesty. But you're already in the metaverse right now. So the next time you go on Facebook and you upload a picture or you go live or you are an arse, let's say it that way. I was going to say abusive, but, you know, I don't like the word abusive because some people call you abusive when you're not being abusive. When we tell a tenant, we're going to evict you and we're going to take you to court for recovery of the funds, they call that abusive. And that's not abusive. We're just going to tell you what's going to happen. For your own safety, you need to pay your rent. That's not abusive. So I don't like that word. Bandied around far, far too much. So if you get upset about something, that's abusive. Obviously, a man's version is different than a woman's version. This is family court experience here. You get upset about something, you're called abusive. So it's quite interesting. But the metaverse is about how are you going to show up? And, you know, I was thinking about that. One of the things I'm going to be doing next in my own business, we've got a lot of videos on YouTube. And one of the things that we're probably going to do is go through all of them and re-upload all of the thumbnails. And in order to recreate all the thumbnails, because think about this. When someone lands on our YouTube channel, they are confronted by all these thumbnails. Now, if it's just bog standard thumbnails like what we've been doing, not great quality, just random pictures and so on, that's how we're presenting in the virtual world. We want to present our best face in the virtual world, and our YouTube channel's not doing that. So later on, we're going to get lots of pictures, basically facial expressions, that one, the old YouTube shock image, Bitcoin increasing, shock, you know. So that's an example of how we are upping our game for our virtual world that we are living in. And that actually moves me on to the next point, which is the percentage of online time versus the amount of time you spend offline. Now, going back 100 years, of course, we didn't spend any time online. And then the invention of the TV changed that. So back in the 50s, late 40s, 50s, whenever TV came out, I don't know when that was. It's 55 or something, I don't know. Is that when the NHS was created? Anyway, so the TV moved us off real life and books. And I mean, actually, it started before, if you think about books. Books was the original metaverse because you could read a book. You'd be sat on your horse-drawn carriage reading a book, right? And the book would take you away to some emotional place and you're almost in tears. And then the carriage drops you off and you have to come back to the reality. And so that's probably the first metaverse when you think about it. I sound like the guy from Matrix. So then we had the TV. Well, then we had the radio. Then we had the TV. Then, obviously, in the 90s, we had the internet. And we had a kind of a metaverse. And then we had, do you remember First Life? Do you remember that one, which was like a virtual life that you could, people having affairs on that kind of thing? But that was a metaverse again. But now, people are spending so much time on Zoom. You know, I mean, I had a phone call yesterday on Zoom. It lasted an hour. And last week, one day, I had 3 Zoom calls, and each one was about an hour to an hour and a half. Between 4 and 4, maybe 5 hours on Zoom. Because we don't do face-to-face meetings anymore. And obviously, the pandemic has sped this up. How many people now are just working from home? And they want to present themselves on Zoom and they're doing it with bad lighting, for example. The amount of time that you're going to be spending virtually is increasing. And it's only going to get worse, stroke better, dependent on how you perceive things. Like, you know, the image of Zuckerberg walking down the middle and he's got everyone wearing glasses, you know, the big the Oculus Rift, I think they're called, the virtual glasses, effectively. The virtual reality glasses. It's like, that's where we're heading for. And people are like, oh, no, that's not going to happen. And in the next couple of years, you're going to have glasses that look like normal glasses. And you will be in the metaverse. You'll be walking down the street. You'll be walking down a Starbucks. And you'll be able to look at a QR code stuck on the outside. It won't even be as simple as that. It'll spot the logo and it'll give the menu. And you move your eyes over and you'll double click with your eyes. And you can order a grande cappuccino with almond milk. And it will deduct the amount from your Bitcoin or your Ethereum or your Doge or your Shiba Inu or whatever cryptocurrency you're going to have. So before you would have, you know, we had cash. I mean, before that we had barter, then we went to cash, then we went to card. Now we're on touchless. Now you can even do it. I'm not wearing my watch, but you can even do it using your watch. And eventually we're going to end up where it's going to deduct your credits from your cryptocurrency. And if you don't think this stuff is coming, you're crazy. You're crazier than those people 100 years ago that said a rocket to the moon. That will never happen. We will have people living on Mars in the next 100 years. And it's not even going to take that long. This is happening, folks. The metaverse is on its way, and you are going to be part of it, whether you want to be or not. And so if you go with that presupposition that you are going to be part of that metaverse, then it's about changing how you turn up to that metaverse. Because this is not about, and this is the mistake that I think Zuckerberg made. When Zuckerberg turned up, it was about his experience inside the metaverse, about how he perceived everybody else. But that is his reality, but it's not the whole reality, because there's an extra level of reality in there, which is about when you turn up to the metaverse or the virtual world, is how other people are going to interact with you. And so if you're watching this right now, and you're listening to this on a podcast, or you're watching a replay, how I turn up during this session is really important. Now, I have actually haven't got any filters. I've got a light, which I forgot to switch on. Let's do that now. It's probably going really bright. Look, that's far too bright. Let's turn that down a little bit. We've got a light that I forgot to switch on. We've got a nice looking banner and an agenda and an arrow, which reminds me what on earth I'm supposed to talk about. But this is how I'm going to be turning up for the next 6 months. And the next iteration of this might be something completely different. Might be a 3D, we might be in a sound studio, who on earth knows. But the metaverse is about not how you perceive other people. It's about, and this is where you can take advantage of it in your business, but it's about how are other people perceiving you. So, which moves me nicely on to the next one. That's a nice little segue there. Let me just move my arrow down. Here we go. So, the filters are today's makeup or today's clothing, or it's about how you appear. So, let's talk about this. So, if you think about when you turn up in real life and you're going to go to a meeting, it's a networking event, and you put your suit on, and bear in mind, I'm just in a hoodie here, okay? And so that will create a certain perception. But I wouldn't dream of going to a hoodie to a meeting in a hoodie. And yet I have been to meetings this week in hoodies, and people don't mind. First of all, you're working from home. You can be in your PJs. People just don't really care. So that was interesting. It's an interesting change to how things used to be. But when you turn up to a meeting in real life, you want to look your best. Ladies put makeup on. Some guys do as well, I guess. But when you're going virtual, if you look at Instagram and you look at the difference between the filter and the unfilter, if you go hashtag no filter and look at the comparison between a filtered photograph and an unfiltered photograph, they're two completely separate people. And yet people are showing up in real life with a filter of some kind, and we call that makeup, or we call it clothing, and it's about how you appear. And that should translate over into the virtual world that we are moving towards, the metaverse. Because the metaverse is not a thing that you enter into when you put your glasses on. You're already in it. It's a time. Right now is the time. And it's a transition into the point where you pick up the glasses for the first time and put those glasses on. That's the transition into the metaverse. And you're not there yet. You are transitioning to this virtual world through things like Zoom and Skype and group calls and how you turn up on Facebook and so on. So the filters that people use on Instagram will translate over to being filters that people use when they go live. And there were some amazing filters. I saw a couple, I think there's one guy I'm subscribed to on YouTube, and he has a picture side by side, filter versus unfilter, and it's a live filter. So it actually does the filter live. So if he turns his head and moves his face, the filter follows him around in a live sequence, which is truly amazing. There's this thing where people are making their jaw pointy for some reason that's attractive in some way. I have no idea why, but it is apparently. But filter versus unfilter. And so if you think about this, how you're now showing up on social media, how you take a picture with a filter or without a filter. You see, one of the things I find really interesting is for people who have these amazing photographs, there's one person I've got in particular, by the way, and I'm not going to mention who that person is. They're no longer friends with me on Facebook. But this person will go to places like Santorini, they go to Cyprus, they go to all these really fancy places, have all these nice clothes, wonderful backgrounds, private jet in the background, and it's all bullshit, basically. Because then when you get them on Zoom, and you're like, oh my goodness me, because there's no filter, right? So you get them on Zoom, and they are, or Facebook Live, and they are so different to how they are perceived virtually. And so, you know, this is the risk that you're going to run. If you put filters on everything, like we don't put filters on here, but we make everything else look nice, everything but me, right? So the top looks nice, the agenda at the side looks nice, the background looks nice. We've got lighting, which we managed to switch on because I remembered. Could I improve? You know, could I wear makeup, or could I put a filter on me, or could I wear a different top, like a shirt, and look a bit more professional? Could I have a named brand? Can I have a logo somewhere in the background? Could I have could I do this down at the marina with really fancy yachts and boats in the background? Would that improve it? Potentially. But at some point, right now, at some point, you're still going to meet this person in real life. And so this is one of the problems with filters, is because people look all filtered. And then when you meet them in real life, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on there? It's like, is that you even? You look so different. Are they using a filter? So one of the Tom Holland stories, who plays Spider-Man, he went and he met Robert Downey Jr. for the first time, and he went on set and he said, oh, you look really different in real life. Is that something we do on screen? You look really different. It turns out he was speaking to his stunt double and he didn't realise. But that was quite interesting, like, you know, as an example of, oh, you look different. Is that even you? And it wasn't. It was his stunt double. But this is where we're at right now. And so we're talking about how can you now take advantage of this metaverse that we are heading towards. And you can call it a metaverse, you can call it a virtual world, you can call it virtual reality, whatever that happens to be. But this is about how you are now showing up to the world, bearing in mind that most of the time, people will not see you for who you truly are. They will see you for how you present yourself on social media. So this is the bit that's really important. So how can you take advantage of it? So number one, one of the things that we're doing today is we're taking lots and lots of pictures. We've got a really fancy camera. It's like a £600. I don't know which one it is. I did spend a lot of time researching a Canon EO5 or an EOS. I don't know what it is. Anyway, we've spent a lot of money on it. Really high quality pictures. So we're going to take some pictures. Also, we're going to get a film shoot with photographer with like 400 different pictures, different poses, that kind of thing. We'll then send them over to our editing guys to make me look good. So that's, but not too good, right? Because you don't want to look too good. Have you ever seen Brian Tracy? Brian Tracy must be in his 80s. If you look at a picture of Brian Tracy right now, you know, he looks like he's in his 40s. And then you see him in real life and you're like, whoa, what happened? So you can't make your pictures look too good, but you want to improve some of them. And then the perception. And this is what people do, and they kind of fake it till they make it. And I'm not an advocate of this. I don't think this is what you should be doing. But this is what some people do. They have a private jet behind them. They have they sat on somebody else's Ferrari, which would really annoy me if I had a Ferrari. And I turned up some woman or man was sat on a bonnet taking pictures. It would just annoy me. It's disrespectful, I think. But having stylized shots and improving the quality. And people go, yeah, but Dan, that's fake. Like, having professionally made photographs, that's fake. Well, is not wearing a suit instead of a hoodie fake? When you go for a job interview, is that who you truly are? When you're clean-shaven and you smell good and you're in a three-piece suit, is that truly who you are? When you wear hoodies and T-shirts and jeans all day? Like, I don't know. That's for poets and philosophers to decide. But you want to put your best face forward. And so some of that is making this look better. You know, instead of just going live like we used to do, where you'd literally go live and your phone would be shaking all over the place, get a tripod, get some lighting, get some mood lighting, get some banners, get an agenda, get a fancy arrow that moves up and down, get an intro that you saw at the start, get an outro, this is where it needs to be. And so, and it's not just that, it's not just about lies, but it's that when you present your business, I saw, let me see if I can pull it up actually. Yeah, let me see if I can pull it up. We saw a video yesterday and it was really, really good. And it was so good. I'm like, this looks really good. And lo and behold, it was one of ours
that we made for a client who was going live. So let me just find it. And then what I'll do is once I've found it, I'll show it. Not that one. I might not be able to find it, by the way, because they went live. And it may have been on their actual page instead of their... I think it's on their actual page. Oh, that's a shame. I will try and find it and I'll put a link to it or something underneath. But that... where was that? But that video that they created had an intro and then they were going live and then they were interviewing someone and they pulled them onto the live stream and it looked really, really professional. Like so professional. And I was so impressed. I was in bed. I was just scrolling through like everybody does. And I'm like, damn, this looks really good. And then I'm like, oh, is that ours? Shit, that looks amazing. And it had the intro with a countdown and the music, just like you saw here. And it's like, that's where you want to be presenting yourself. And most people don't do that. They click live. They have a shaky phone footage. Their videos are atrocious. They have opinions that might upset people. They are aggressive online sometimes. And by the way, I'm aggressive online sometimes too. And if that's how you want to come across, then that's fine. And sometimes I am, and sometimes I don't want to come across like that. Sometimes I don't care how I come across. But generally, you want to come across as a nice person. You still want to be you, of course. And so, you know, you don't want to be faking it till you make it. But you still want to be you. But the way that you present yourself is just like you would present yourself in real life. You know, you go to the Hugo Boss shop and you buy a nice T-shirt because you want to go and impress somebody, right? Why would you do that in real life, but you wouldn't do that online? And so this is literally where things are changing. And this is how you need to start taking advantage of it. You need to up your game and up your level that you're working at online. And you need to move more into this metaverse and this virtual reality, because you have to understand that the way that you are being perceived has very little to do with who you actually are and how you actually show up in the real life. Some of it is that. But 95% of people who see you don't know who you are. They've never met you. All they know of is this perception that they've managed to see online. And it's that level that you need to start improving. Anyway, that was a pretty good one, I thought. I thought you'd appreciate that. We'll probably be going live later on today because it's Wednesday, so it's a property cash flow show, and we'll catch up on that one. But let me know what you think in the comments down below. Obviously, like and subscribe, goes without saying, and we'll speak to you next time. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.